Bishop Apor was shot by Soviet police while defending women who were hiding in fear of being raped. During World War II, Bishop Vilmos Apor was a strong advocate for all the oppressed, especially Jews who were being taken away by Nazi soldiers. He would often use his own episcopal residence to shelter those who were being persecuted, while he would use a small room for himself. After the Nazis were driven out, the Soviet government stepped in and enacted their own atheistic regime. Again, Apor would advocate for anyone who was being oppressed, and this made him a primary enemy of the Soviets. It all culminated on March the 28th, 1945, which was Good Friday that year. Several drunken Soviet soldiers invaded his residence and were looking for women they heard were hiding there. The women who were hiding in Apor's residence in fear of being raped by the soldiers. Apor wouldn't give up the location, and when a girl started to run away from a hiding place, a Soviet soldier started running after her. Bishop Apor stepped in his way and one of the soldiers shot him. He remained alive for a few days longer, but ultimately died on April 2, 1945. Pope St. John Paul II praised Apor's example at his beatification ceremony in 1997. Blessed Apor's example remains an inspiration to many in Hungary and abroad. An example of a true shepherd, willing to lay down his life for his sheep.